Welcome back to Impossibly Unremarkable, a podcast hosted by myself, Jonathan Butts, and my longtime friend, co-host, and Rumble Pony, Elliot Mark.
Yeah, and we're back for another episode, and today we're just two theater kids who grew up, but we never stopped singing.
Two theater kids?
Theater.
Theater.
Isn't that right?
I guess so.
It's kind of true, actually.
Something you'd learn in theater is enunciation, diction.
I said Seems theater kids.
It sounded like you said feeder kids, and here I'm wondering, what is a feeder kid?
You're right, dude. I don't know what that would be. We're just two artsy dudes. Two men of the arts.
You were in theater.
Yeah.
Briefly.
Yeah, I did a single musical.
A single musical.
Yeah.
I crushed it. I never had the gall to do so.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, I mean, you could have.
I think I could.
They pretty much let anyone be in them.
I mean, yeah, but there's like roles like yours that have like a significant amount of time. And then there's like the tree, you know?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want to be the tree. Also, I don't think I could ever do a musical.
I would. Why?
I'm not that good of a singer.
Well,
but a play, I feel like I'm more equipped. Should we just go for it and like find a local theater? Get in a play?
I'd do it.
Yeah.
How hard could it be?
Couldn't be that hard.
I feel like my acting chops are good enough to do local theater.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident that I could do that.
Yeah.
100%.
I think anyone can.
I'd probably get the lead role, to be honest.
All right. I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to compete with you.
No, I remember that musical that I was in. It was like the Spelling Bee one. You remember?
I do.
It was like, I forget what the, because it's a real musical. I don't know. Whatever.
Is it called the Spelling Bee?
I think so. Something like that.
But no, I think it has the school's name in it or something.
Right? Yeah. Whatever. It was a musical about a spelling bee. But yeah, there was like the main characters. And I wasn't even like a main character. I was almost like a secondary character.
But you had your own number.
I still had my own song and a monologue.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was pretty hot shit.
You played an emo kid.
Yeah, the character, the traits they decided on for my character was that I'd be like a goth. Like, I was supposed to be like a counselor, like the school counselor. But I was like very like emo and emotional or whatever.
Oh, you weren't even a student?
No, I wasn't even a student.
Oh, see, I forgot.
I was like the guy just like watching the kids do the spelling bee and making sure like whatever shit doesn't go down. So my whole role was being like quiet and angry. Mm. Yeah.
Nice.
But crushed that role. They made me like paint my nails black and then.
They made you?
Yeah. I mean, well, like they had me paint my nails black. And then I had like a
I'm pretty sure
mohawk
you've had,
sort of looking
I'm pretty
thing.
Sure you've had black nails before.
No.
Haven't you?
No, not outside of that play. I would.
Agree to disagree.
Should we paint our nails after this?
No, I have bad nails.
So do I, dude.
But maybe the paint would hide that.
It could. Yeah.
I'm just so anxious.
Emily's giving a thumbs up. Sounds like she wants to paint nails.
But I also bite my nails and I don't want to be biting paint.
I do too. Well, it would stop you. It would deter you.
She did get me this polish, this clear polish that's supposed to like have a bitter taste to deter you, but honestly it tasted really good, so just incentivized me.
So I actually just like started putting it in my drinks. Yeah, and like it's really
my
good
nails
stuff.
More I use it as a mixer.
I like lick it off.
Yeah,
it's gross.
Well,
I should try that though, for real. I bite mine like crazy, so I need to get on that.
We have it. I have never used it. If you want
you've
it.
Never actually used it?
No,
dude, come on. Why?
I used sheer willpower, and for several weeks, I didn't bite my nails.
Well, I'll go through phases where I don't, but then I cave eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And once you start, it's like, it's such a nasty habit. Once you start, you
do. Oh. Yeah.
Like, I found myself, and this is embarrassing to admit, but, like, when it's happening, you don't really realize it, and when you, like, wake up under an overpass, and you're just covered in dirt, and, like, just, your nails are just, you know, just down to the bone.
The nub.
Know? It's like, what
am I, fingernails.
What am I doing?
Yeah.
And also, I need to stop drinking.
Who am I? That's unrelated, though. That's not part of the, that's not the issue here.
Has nothing to do with the overpass.
Absolutely. Absolutely not. Yeah, when you're waking up in a Wendy's parking lot.
Yeah.
You're in the passenger seat, but no one's in the driver's seat. You're like, I don't know what happened.
That's
my
just,
nails are down to nubs.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I should probably stop, you know, doing peyote, but. That's not part of the problem, though. That's the nails. It's really the issue.
Truly.
Truly.
I'm going to go first.
Okay. Yeah, tell me what's going on.
I had a good week.
You did? That's good. That's good to hear.
Except for my beloved twins. They fucking suck.
Okay.
Just awful.
That's fine.
So this Saturday, we had an all-day event for our good friend Benjamin through his bachelor party.
Yep.
I was quite proud of myself. I'm not a planner. I don't plan things. I allow things to happen.
Right.
Like when the sun came up today, that was me. Oh. I didn't plan on it, but I was like, all right, go ahead.
You know? It happened to you.
I'm kind of an omnipotent being.
Like you're saying that the sun wouldn't have risen if it were not for you.
It was my choice.
Oh.
I didn't plan it, but it wouldn't have happened without me.
Okay, well, thanks.
Yeah.
We all appreciate that, then.
Just to get that out there.
Everyone, sound off in the comments, say thank you to Jonathan.
In case you didn't know. So.
Cool.
But yeah, so we had a fun day. We started with a tour of the U.S. Bank Stadium.
Nice.
Which was very cool. We basically had we saw all the cool stuff. The one bummer was the field was covered for some corporate event.
Oh.
So rather than this beautiful, lush, green turf, it was gray and there's just a bunch of tables and kind of some trash.
Oh.
Because they hadn't fully cleaned up from the last corporate event. But, by the way, what kind of fucking corporation just...
Yeah, on the field?
We have an event at the U.S. Bank Stadium.
I mean, that's cool.
It is cool.
It would be cool if
just such a money suck, man.
Yeah, but if my company did that, I'd be stoked.
I would be stoked too. But nevertheless, it would have been cooler because the tour guide, who was very fun, he was very knowledgeable. He knew everything about the stadium.
Right.
He was like, normally I would spend a little less time in some of these other areas and I would give my tours, 15 minutes to just play on the field. But being that it was covered, we didn't get to do that. Mm. But we saw the locker room, the media rooms, a bunch of different suites. He was really excited about this one. I think it's called Club Purple.
Okay.
But it's just it's not really a club, but it's a kind of like a bar area.
Sure.
That's accessible to people with a lot of money.
Underneath?
No. It's
up top.
It's not up top. I would say middle. It's not first floor, it's the next floor up, second floor.
Okay.
But he was really excited about this floor. He's like, if this floor is built for you to spill on it. And he dumped a water bottle on it. And within a couple seconds, the water just
it vanished?
Yeah.
Dude, what?
And apparently it's some type of floor that just is super absorbent. And so the next day they'll have to vacuum it all out.
Oh.
But he's like, yeah, you can just dump anything onto this.
They got ShamWow floors.
So which I immediately was thinking if I'm here, I'm going to be drinking. Does this mean I can just...
You just toss it on the floor.
No, I was thinking, can I just piss on the floor?
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
Sure.
But of course, you can't ask that because it's a tour and there's kids there.
Oh, you guys, it wasn't you guys alone. There was other real people?
No, no. I think you can pay more for a specific...
a private tour.
Yeah. But, I mean, it wasn't... there was maybe 20 people there, including us.
It's not bad.
It wasn't bad, and it's a huge stadium, so... but it was super cool. The locker room was awesome. They only had Harrison Smith's locker. I don't know if they just keep it there.
It's the only one they know is coming back.
God, that's a...
It's the only staple.
It's a little sad. He did show us where JJ's locker would be.
Yeah.
But it was a really good time. And then we got some Dave's Hot Chicken. Which is awesome. And then we played paintball.
What?
Yeah.
You played paintball?
Yeah.
Where do you go play paintball? Where do you play paintball?
There's this place in Jordan.
Okay, yeah.
It has several outdoor arenas. And so the website advertised it as low impact.
Right.
I'm like, okay, not a problem. Because the one time I did go paintballing, and I was probably 12, it was fairly painful. But I'm like, okay, it's low impact. Technology has advanced to where it doesn't really hurt when you do it. And so we're like, okay, if it's low impact, it was 75 that day. I think it topped out at 80. So we made it a collective decision. Okay, let's go shorts. I decided to still wear a sweatshirt because I knew that, I don't really want to get my chest and my arms hit. But we get there it's so hot. People are probably all wearing shorts. Nope.
Everyone's covered.
Everyone else is completely covered.
They're wearing suits of armor.
And we're asking the owner, did we make a mistake? And he's like, no, you're fine. He's like, it doesn't really hurt. I'm like, are you sure? He's like, yeah, they're smaller. They're low impact. Feels like a bee sting. I'm like, wow.
Bee stings hurt, though.
Bee stings hurt.
Get shot 12 times. That's a lot of bee stings, man.
And this group was coming out, and one of them had just this massive gash in their arm from where they got shot. It's like, that doesn't look like a bee sting. They're tending to that wound. Yeah. And so then
someone goes off on a stretcher. You're just what the fuck?
He's like, nah, you're
slow
fine.
Slow impact.
It won't hurt. And so the nice thing was, like, when I was booking it, they said that, like, unless you had a larger party, you would probably have to play with other people.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we were able to only play just us four.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Oh. So, I liked it a lot better that way. I didn't, like, I don't want to get shot by a random person. I don't want to shoot a random person. Right. But it did hurt.
I would imagine.
A good amount. The first one was probably the worst. Like, it hit me right here. Yeah. Like, it didn't, like, it was right on skin. Ooh. Like, I must have been kneeling in a certain way that it just nailed me. And I was like, oh, fuck, that hurt. And then, like, a couple seconds later, I was like, okay, you know, this isn't terrible. But there was this kid that, he was part of another group. It was for his birthday party. He was probably, like, 13. And this kid did what they call the gauntlet.
Oh, no.
And so what he did is he, like, stripped down to, like, just shorts. Why? And his helmet. And he stood at the end of this field. And all of his buddies lined up. There were, like, probably, like, 7 or 8 of them. They paid him $5 to do this, by the way.
Okay.
But he basically started running down the field, and they just unloaded on him. And so he started out sprinting, and then the moment he started getting hit, he was, like, slowing. Like, he was, like, looked like he was running through syrup because of how much pain he was in. And when he finally emerged at the end, he was, like, hunched over. There's, like, probably, like, 30, 40 different, like,
marks.
Just, like, his back is bleeding. Like, he just looks, Jesus. He looks like he's in fucking terrible shape. Because, of course, you would be.
The gauntlet. Why would you sign up to do the gauntlet? That sounds so stupid.
That's what we were saying, like, when we were asking the owners, like, oh, I've had people just play in their underwear. You know, it's not a problem.
Oh, I'm sure you have. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure you've had psychos here before, yeah.
I guarantee they weren't sober or they weren't, like, mentally stable.
Yeah.
Because no one should vaunt. Like, I got hit, like, 6 or 7 times.
Yeah, yeah.
I did shoot Ben in the head twice, like, right on in right the face in the mask. Twice.
That's the best.
But, you know, of course you're protected, so it doesn't hurt him. But
yeah.
So that was fun. We played some. I wanted to do some 2-on-2 basketball, and we did that.
Yeah.
But we only lasted like 15 to 20 minutes because a paintball, like, took a lot out of you. We played for like 2 hours, and I'm not like a child, you know?
Right.
Like, hunching over, sprinting.
You and
like
the stamina anymore.
Especially when you start off, like, the adrenaline was pumping. It's like, I don't want to fucking get hit. I don't want to get hit, and I don't want to hurt anyone. So I was like just on edge the entire time. So that took a lot out of me. But basketball, that might be the worst sport for me. I can't make a basket.
Dude, you're tall.
It doesn't mean anything. My form is awful. And that's something I could probably correct, but, you know, who's got the time?
Come on, let's head to the courts, bro.
I'm so bad.
Let's play 1-on-1.
It's not even funny. I mean, I would probably best you just on account of.
No shot.
Well, you're faster than I am.
No shot.
But I could block like 100% of your shots.
No, you couldn't.
Yes, I could, dude.
Literally could not.
It's like a 7-inch height difference.
I don't care.
Okay.
I could still
beat
you. But
also, no, I can't make a shot like to save my life.
Right, so I just have to make one.
That's true.
Game over.
Or I just need to. You need to let me take my time when I get to the room.
my challenge would be defense.
Yeah.
I would just have to play dirty. There's no refs.
I
would just foul dirty. The shit out of you.
I'll foul you right back.
All right. I'm tougher.
But you're like, I couldn't last very long because I was so fucking tired.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, there's some kids that were trying to like, can we do 4-on-4? I'm like, nah, man.
No, dude, get the fuck.
No. He's like,
too old for 4-on-4.
We're trying to tell
bro.
Them that we're not good. They're like, we're not good either. And it's like, they're all shirts off. You know, they're probably like 17 years old, just ripped.
Yeah.
You know, not
in the prime of their,
yeah, exactly.
their young athletic lives.
Clearly, they just wanted to fucking wipe the court with
right.
us.
They're like, this will be a good warm up. Should we play these guys who clearly don't play basketball?
Like, I looked like I haven't even gone for a light jog in the last 5
what do you mean?
Years.
You look great.
Not like when I'm like full asthma, panting and dry heaving.
You're just like, hey, man, want to play 4-on-4? No, 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 no.
Read the room, man.
Come on, bro.
And then we finished our night at Manny's Steakhouse in Minneapolis.
Oh, my God.
And it was my first time there. Supposedly, it's like one of the top-rated steakhouses in the nation.
Yeah.
They, like, wheel this cart of meat out to you, and they just kind of, like, talk you through all of the main cuts that you can order.
Sure.
I almost got the bludgeon of beef. I think it was, like, $140. But
what
it's
is the bludgeon of beef?
It's like this. I'm going to approximate it with my hands. So if you're not watching, then you're not going to be able to tell. But it was like yay big.
And you're watching on YouTube.
Like a giant bone.
It's a big bone, dude.
It's a huge bone that enters It's okay. A bludgeon of beef.
I can, so just a big, thick chunk of beef with a giant bone hanging out.
And it's probably like 100 ounces of meat.
Okay.
And I got the ribeye, which was probably like 20-ish or something.
Yeah.
And I ate that thing. Yeah. Crushed it. Crushed it. Ben ordered a prime rib.
Okay.
Because he loves prime rib.
Sure.
He didn't know that it was like a cool 36 ounces, which is a shit ton of meat.
Yeah, it's
so
a lot.
He didn't finish it. But it was a really fun time. It was a very good dinner. I got to try bone marrow. Have you ever had bone marrow?
I don't think so.
It's like
it's like what's in the bones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it good?
It's like salty and garlicky and like you spread it out on this like this nice bread. Man, it was good.
That sounds kind of gross.
I mean, it
sounds a little gross too.
It looked gross. I mean, if you think about it, what it is, like,
who the hell thought of, oh, dude, let's break the bones open. Let's scrape out the little inside gunk. Let's put that on shit,
like,
bro.
Like roasted bone marrow? Man, you would try it. Would you try it?
Pixie dust. It's a little bit of. A little bit of pixie dust.
Well, it's like,
on there.
It is a little strange when you have like literal bones just and you're just like kind of scooping it out. But man, it was good. It was so good.
All right.
So, yeah, it was a good weekend.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I had a good time. I also like when I, after we stepped out of the restaurant, the weather was so perfect that I like didn't feel hot and I didn't feel cold. Yeah. Just like you were just like there.
It was perfect. The weather was beautiful.
And it was wonderful. That's like, if I could have that year round, I would take that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those guys that needs seasons.
Yeah, no, that's a myth. People are, if you need seasons.
Winter is dumb.
Lame.
Spring is not that great either.
We don't even have spring here.
Fall is okay.
Fall slaps.
If we just had like a rotation of like summer and fall, or even just like a warm fall year round.
Oh, yeah.
I would take that. But alas, we don't.
It's not possible. We don't get that here. Well, it sounds like a great week, man. I really wish I could have shot you with a paintball gun.
We can go. I would like to go again.
I would love to shoot you.
Now that I know.
But I want to play with the real players.
No, you don't.
You know there's guys who go like all the time and they're just like, they will just wreck you.
Because Ben's was the bachelor party boy, they gave him an upgraded, like an automatic gun.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Just for free. But it had a different, like, on the basic gun, which was just, you know, semi-automatic.
Sure.
The safety was very simple. You push in a button and then you push the button back out if you want to turn the safety on.
Right.
He had some sort of like digital safety. And so like probably 10 times he shot the fucking thing when he didn't mean to, which is a good cautionary tale for owning a real weapon.
Yes.
Make sure the safety's on.
Know how to use it.
Know how to use it. Don't. I wouldn't buy a gun.
Just I wouldn't either. Sounds like too much responsibility.
Way too much responsibility.
Yeah, I don't need that. I don't need that smoke.
Then you got to secure that thing.
Duh.
And on a bad... I'm not...
I don't want you to finish.
I'm not going to make the joke. It would have been a really good one, though.
Wouldn't have been funny. No.
It would have been funny.
Guns aren't funny.
They're not.
But...
What'd you do this week?
We had a good week.
So help me God if you told me you went to another zoo.
We did not go to the zoo. We were supposed to go up to Duluth for Wesley's birthday because it was his actual birthday on Sunday.
Yeah.
But we ended up not going because on Thursday he got a fever and got sent home from daycare. But it was the weirdest thing. Like he had a fever that day apparently at daycare. I don't know. Whatever. They took his temp. He had a fever. He comes home. We give him some like medicine to get his fever down, and he didn't have a fever again for the rest of the weekend, but he did kind of like he looked sick, like he kind of looked like shit. Like he was pale, he had bags under his eyes, he looked rough.
When you guys sent a picture of him, I didn't want to say anything because like I don't want to be like, man, your kid, dude, doesn't look good.
See, okay.
Because he's normally very dapper and sweet. Yeah. and cute, and not that he wasn't cute, but I was like, is he all right?
Yeah, no. He looked rough for a few days. So we just didn't go just because, like, he didn't have a fever, but he clearly was not 100%.
Yeah.
So we ended up just staying home. We had a celebration on his actual birthday where we went out with Megan's family. We got some Chipotle. We went to a park. We set up a lot of his, like, toys that he got on his, like, big birthday celebration. So he got, like, a water table. We set that up. Which he loved playing with, and then took out all his big truck toys that he got. Like, he can, like, ride on them and stuff. He's got... My living room is full of, like, trucks and cars right now. It's crazy.
Have you set up our gift for him?
Which one was it?
It's a projector.
We haven't set it up yet. I want you to be there. I want you to be there to see it. But yeah, so he's been playing with a bunch of trucks and shit. The one thing though, like he was still pretty sick on, I think it was Saturday we went, which was probably when we sent the picture. We went to Build-A-Bear because, and I'd never been to Build-A-Bear. No one's ever taken me to Build-A-Bear.
That was your first time?
It was my first time ever in a Build-A-Bear workshop. I didn't really get how it all worked, but it seems fun, sure. But they have the thing where if it's your birthday, you pay your age. So he's turning one, we paid $1 for the bear. So he gets his bear. You have to buy the clothes for it, which is an extra cost.
Unless you wanted a naked bear. You could have a naked bear.
It was like $6 for a shirt for the bear. So we were like, whatever, buy the shirt for the bear. And we had to name it, so we couldn't really come up with anything. We named it Oney, because he turned one. We're like, whatever. I don't know. It's a bear. But he got like this little Build-A-Bear crown that he was wearing in there. And like I said, he looked really sick. Like I was wondering like what the workers were thinking when we were in there, because they kept saying stuff like, oh, he's so cute. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. This kid, he looks rough, okay? Look, he doesn't normally look like, I want to just be like, he doesn't normally look like this, okay? He's normally much cuter. He still looks adorable. I still love the fuck out of him. But, you know, he's clearly having a bad day. Look at him. He's like drooling everywhere. He's got snot coming out of his nose. He looks pale. The bags under his eyes.
Wasn't his finest.
He was tired too, because it was later in the day. So he was having a day. But you know, we got the bear for him. He likes it. He plays with it, as well as all his other toys. So that was great. But the other thing that happened, not to me personally, but to the world at large. I don't know if you've been keeping up with the hip hop community and the beef going on between Drake, the world's number one rapper slash pop star, and Kendrick Lamar, the most critically acclaimed rapper of this age, as some might consider him. But there's a huge beef going on between them. As we talked about maybe two episodes ago,
yes,
sort of gave a brief rundown of what was going on, but so much has happened since. So let me just recap, get you guys up to speed on what's going on. So basically, we talked about how like that big song going on, it's number one in the country right now, the Future Metro Boomin track featuring Kendrick Lamar, that came out, dissed Drake and kind of J. Cole, whatever. To kind of speed through the J. Cole part of it, he basically came out with his own diss track. Then a couple days after that dropped, he was live on stage at Dreamville Fest, which is his own record label festival that he puts on. And he, on stage during his performance, apologized for the diss track, recanted his statements about Kendrick Lamar, and then thus dropping out of the beef altogether.
Coward.
That's what people were saying for a while. But now, as things have followed, we waited for a while for Drake to come out with his own diss, which he ended up doing. So I believe it leaked, technically. People think he might have leaked it himself, or somebody else leaked it when it wasn't supposed to be released. But anyways, it came out, I believe, that following Friday. It's probably been out for like almost a week now. But he dissed the shit out of Kendrick Lamar, Future, Metro Boomin, The Weeknd, Rick Ross, and Ja Morant. Like, this guy, like the track is insane. It is so good. It's called Push-Ups or Drop and Give Me 50. Basically, some huge points he made. He made fun of Kendrick Lamar's height and his shoe size.
Is Drake tall?
He's like 6 foot. But Kendrick Lamar's like 5'5".
Oh.
Wow. Tiny. Tiny little guy. Like me.
So like it's, you and I are like Drake and Jake.
Basically,
Kendrick.
If you're looking at us two standing up, yeah, you're like Drake and I'm like Kendrick Lamar.
It's not the only similarity I share with Drake.
There's like,
continue.
Are you referring to his video that came out?
I don't know what you're talking
about. Not that long
ago? I don't know what video you're talking about.
Okay, yeah. One funny bar on there was because Kendrick said he's like, I don't know, like his album, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers or whatever. So Drake was like, how you big stepping with them size 7 men's on? Like he wears size 7 shoes. And I was like,
what size do you wear?
That's what I was going to say. I was like,
sixes?
We're like 8.5s, but
oh, that's better.
8, 8.5s, depending on the shoe. Mine aren't that much bigger, but
but a full size and a half.
Yeah. Anyways, but so it's huge right now what's going on. I would go through some lyrics. I don't think you care or anyone really cares. But the point is, hip-hop is very exciting right now. It's really weird because it seems like all these guys, Metro Boomin, Future, like they made two albums essentially dissing Drake. There were Futures like Kendrick Lamar and The Weeknd and all these people. It seems like they're all teaming up all at once just to beef with Drake. They're coming at Drake, trying to take him down in his career. It's insane. It's like if you pissed everyone off at school and they all decided to beat you up in the lunchroom.
I feel like if you wanted to take down Drake, you'd just call attention to his obvious affinity for younger girls.
Well, that's what everyone's saying online. Like hip hop Twitter is nuts right now. And so everyone's waiting for Kendrick Lamar to come out with his own diss track, which he hasn't done yet. But the weird thing now is like, because it's 2024, AI is like crazy. So like I've seen multiple tracks that are like, new Kendrick Lamar diss track just dropped. And it's all AI. Like people are making up fake songs to be like these responses. And people have to come out and be like, no, this is fake. Or like, no, this is like, people are coming out saying, oh no, it's real. Like there's a huge debate now over like these fake songs that aren't even real. It's like really muddying the waters of the whole thing because it's like, what's real? What's not? If he officially comes out with it, like he's going to have to like say a statement like, this is my track. Otherwise, people are going to be like, it's probably AI. Like, I don't know.
And there's no disincentive to like not lie like that. Because especially on Twitter, it's all engagement farming. Right.
They're
trying to just get clicks so that they can get money.
Yeah, if you put out a fake Kendrick Lamar song during a huge beef, like people are going to click on it because they're like, oh shit, is that the real thing?
Here's my two cents.
Yeah.
Why don't they go back to the good old days when they just killed each other?
No.
You're right.
I think that's what everyone doesn't want. We all just want them to go back and forth. We want it to be fun.
Here's what I really want.
We want them to make fun of each other.
Beefing. I don't get it. It's like so childish.
It is a little weird when you think about it. Like all these guys are like pushing 40.
And they're all like
Rick Ross is almost 50.
Super fucking wealthy.
Yeah.
They have no, unless it's like just one grand conspiracy where they're all in on it and they're just driving the conversation. That I wouldn't understand. It's just a PR stunt.
I have seen that theory as well. Yeah.
But like, shut up, man. I don't want to.
It's fun, man.
It's lame.
It's fun. It's like showmanship. It's like watching, I don't know, like an event. Like it's cool. Like that something cool is happening in hip hop. Because like hip hop got so boring for a long time. Everyone's kind of like biting the same sounds. No one's being that creative. Kendrick Lamar drops every fucking 5 years. Drake's getting lazy with his releases. The only artist I fucking love right now is Future. Because that dude is, I could talk about Future all day long. Future is my goat. That guy is so good. He is the best rapper alive right now, in my opinion.
But he is aligned against Drake?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
There needs to be an alignment chart, so I know.
Just think,
pawns moving.
Name somebody, they're probably against Drake.
Okay.
It's basically Drake against everybody.
Okay.
There's a line in the diss track where Drake's like, what is this, a 20v1?
Lil Rel.
Who is that?
Isn't that the guy from Get Out?
I don't know.
Is it a
rapper?
No, I think that's just his name.
Lil Rel?
I don't know.
Is that a name? Is that someone's name?
He's the airport guy.
Is that his name?
Pretty sure.
No way.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Google it.
I don't know. Anyways, there's a lot going on right now. Hip hop is exciting, and I cannot wait for Kendrick to come out with his response. If he does, I don't know.
The more exciting thing about hip hop is that Donald Glover has announced two new albums.
That's the other thing, too.
Far more exciting.
It's funny because there's also like this other side of hip-hop that has nothing to do with any of this. People like Tyler, the Creator, Childish Gambino, all those guys are just kind of like, I don't know, whatever. Like I saw some tweet where it was like all these like guys in hip-hop are beefing and then the artsy weird hip-hop people are like this, and it was that video of Childish Gambino and Tyler dancing on stage. Yeah, but I'm excited for Gambino's new albums. Or he's re-releasing that one from before, right?
Yeah, he's re-releasing 31520, which is supposed to be called Atavista.
Yeah. And then he's coming out with his final album, sure. Like, it's supposed to be like a soundtrack or something?
Yeah, it's going to be a soundtrack to a movie.
Why is he doing
but
that?
But he's going to be rapping. I mean, technically, because the internet was written
I guess that's
to a
true.
Screenplay. So
I guess that's kind of how he makes his art, right? He makes a story.
Yeah.
So I'm not, writes I'm not music like, for it.
I'm not like worried that it's going to be like the third Venom film. This is like the soundtrack to it. Like that, I don't think that'll happen. I think it'll.
I hope not.
I think it'll be something that stands on its own but tells an overarching story.
Yeah.
Which he's very, very good at.
I guess that's a good point because the internet was. It's a classic hip hop album. People love that album. And same idea. There's a script to go with that album. So yeah, that'll be fun. I haven't even thought about Gambino in a long time. So
I still consistently will listen to him. And I'm just, you know, kind of waiting for that. Because he's been. I think it was like 2 years ago. He's like, my best album has yet to come. So it's like, cool. All right. I'll see you, you know, tomorrow or 5 years from now, whenever it comes.
Dude,
so.
He's literally been teasing his final album.
Yeah. But if
for
anyone,
the last like decade,
if anyone has an excuse to do that, he's probably the busiest person in hip hop.
I guess he acts. He's been doing a lot of acting. He's doing Mrs. Smith.
He directs
Atlanta.
Yeah. He's all over the place.
Yeah. He does a lot. But yeah, that'll be sweet. So, you know, keep your eyes peeled for what's going on in hip hop if you like rap at all. Cause it's heating up out there.
Rap at all.
It's heating up out there.
All right. Recommendation of the week.
Rec of the week.
Did you get one?
I mean, yeah, I got one, but you go first.
All right, I'm gonna recommend on Amazon Prime the new Fallout show.
Oh.
So Fallout, for those who are unfamiliar,
yeah,
is a video game series. There's been several Fallouts, 1, 2, 3, New Vegas, 4, and 76.
Five?
Not five yet. Not five yet. But so Fallout is basically a post-apocalyptic world, you know, set. It's based in the U.S. in different regions and in different games, but the whole shtick is... the world went to shit, as it does,
yep,
due to a nuclear war.
Sure.
And there's a series of underground vaults that had been constructed for wealthy people to hide out. And the games take place, and the show takes place with a vault dweller, someone who lived in the vault or was raised in the vault, then coming out to society, to a wasteland. Very good. I was very worried about the show because anytime nowadays there's like an adaptation of a previously created work of art,
they ruin it. Yeah,
it's almost never good.
But this one's good.
This one's good.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I watched the trailer for it and I was concerned.
Why were you concerned?
I don't know. Like, it just seemed like the tone of the show just didn't match what I had envisioned for it. It seemed very light and kind of like they weren't taking itself seriously.
Well, the thing about Fallout is it is goofy.
Kind of.
It's goofy. It's strange. It's weird.
It is, but I feel like it's like. Definitely, like, overall dark in tone.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's hard to not be dark when you're, like, the setting is the world has been destroyed.
Yeah.
And now a bunch of shitty people are you know, reaving and destroying the land.
Does the show take elements from all of the video games and put it in, or is it based on one in particular?
So it's set in California.
Okay.
So, but they talk about New Vegas. They talk about, I think technically Fallout 1 or 2, because I think those are set in California. But like all of the weapons, the designs, the creatures, those are all like spanning all of the games.
Yeah.
So it's like, there's a ton of like fun Easter eggs and you're like, they used a stim pack. I've used a stim pack. I know what that is. So it is very goofy.
Okay.
But there's also plenty of, you know, serious dark tones. I think the humor works very well. The opening scene, like, kind of gave me chills. How poignant it was. Very, very good. Very well done. I haven't finished it yet. Just have a couple episodes. My one gripe is it wasn't a weekly release. It was just all at once.
Why is that a gripe?
You know, there was a version of me several years ago, probably high school.
Sure.
That, you know, I would kill for that. I don't have the patience for a single release, like a one episode a week. I don't have patience for that. I'm an instant gratification kind of guy. Nowadays, I appreciate when I can't binge something, right? Okay. When there's some anticipation, when I can watch an episode and nothing else has been released so that I can go online and I can see other people's thoughts. Like I watched the first few episodes and then I was looking, like reading about it online, and I immediately spoiled something for myself because the entire thing is available. Whereas this, it's like, rather than each week, everyone in the world who's watching is doing so together. Now it's like, you know, whoever had the most time, you know, oh, it came out at 12 a.m. Right. I'm done by 7.
Right. You know, old Timmy, who has all the time in the world because he's unemployed, can go binge the whole season, go onto Reddit and ruin it for everyone.
And so that lack of delayed release kind of sucks a bit. It is, again, it's still nice to be able to watch it all, but I'd rather get to like experiment or experience it, you know, gradually, have something to look forward to each week.
Bro.
I mean,
what are you, an old head? What is this?
Don't call me an old
Come
head.
Come on, bro. Like, I remember when they used, we'd have to wait for the next week for the episode to drop on TV.
I mean, we did,
then you'd have to tune in at 9 p.m.
When I was younger, that was like a bad thing for me, and now it's like a good thing.
I like binging. If they drop the whole series, I'm going to fucking watch the whole thing.
I don't mind binging something that's like already out, you know?
Yeah.
Like a show that's been out for a couple of years, I've never seen it. I don't mind binging that. But if it's like a new thing.
Like they just put it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would rather get a weekly watch out.
I guess I can meet in the middle because I like when they put out like 3 episodes at a time or something. You know what I mean? Where they're like, it's not the whole thing, but it's more than just one episode. So you can kind of like get into the story, but then it stops. You have to wait. You know what I mean? It's sort of like a sweet spot where it's like, I'm kind of binging, but there's some control there.
I mean, I guess I see that.
Yeah, I'm not going to black out after a binge and wake up under an underpass. You know what I mean?
You used to watch Euphoria on Sundays, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't that nice for you?
Well, that was fun because we'd get together as a group and watch it.
Yeah.
Me and my best friends. Everyone who's really important to me was there.
It's a weird show to me, and I wouldn't have gone even if you had invited me. But that's my recommendation, Fallout. I know people that have never seen or have never played the Fallout games that have quite enjoyed the series. It's gotten some pretty high ratings from different critics, which is
Metacritic.
I don't know what Metacritic did.
They give everything a 7.
I know IGN gave it like 9 out of 10, which is pretty damn good. But they're more video game oriented anyways. But it's very, very fun, very, very well done. And it feels like everyone who's in it like committed to the bit, which I quite enjoy.
Okay.
All right. Elliot had asparagus this week. He wants to tell you all about it.
What?
You're recommending like leafy greens and.
No. I mean, I can always recommend that you eat Brussels sprouts every day of your life because I do.
I'm going to recommend bone marrow. Find a friend, scrape them open.
No, I'm going to recommend an album, and I know nobody cares. Nobody's ever going to listen to it. None of you listening are ever going to listen to it. But I don't care because I'm standing on business right now and I'm going to tell you about a good album that I can get behind and I will defend and I love it, okay? And I think you should listen to it, but you're probably going to hate it. This album is called Heaven Inches Away. It is by an artist called Soft Blue Shimmer. They are a band out of California. This album came out in 2020, so year of the vid, but great album. Something good came out of 2020.
Pre-vid, post-vid?
Probably.
This is important.
If it came out in November 2020.
It's post-vid.
Yeah, post-vid. But this album's really good. It's like, it feels like you are on, like you're laying in the grass on the perfect summer day, but you're a little sad about it. That's what it feels like.
Okay.
What
genre?
It's like alt rock.
Okay.
It's like dream pop-ish in points. It's dreamy. It's ethereal.
Are there lyrics?
Yes, of course.
Is it a female or a male or non-binary artist?
There's multiple vocalists.
Nice. Okay.
Okay. What
did Anthony Fandango give it?
I don't think he has rated this album. I don't know. They're not like mainstream enough to be on the Needle Drops channel, I don't think. Oh. I mean, he does some weird stuff, but he has not done this to my knowledge. I really enjoy the track Adore the Distance. It is the final track, and it feels like the ending to a beautiful journey.
Oh.
So please give it a listen. Heaven Inches Away by Soft Blue Shimmer. They're a great band.
I still need to listen to the recent Future album.
Dude, we don't trust you?
Yeah.
Dude, you need to listen to all of Future.
All of it?
I told you to listen to a couple of his albums, and you just, I don't think you have.
So scary, man.
No, dude, it's terrifying. Future is so good with melody and like making you people okay, here's something that people have said. Rappers make songs about drugs. Future's music makes you feel like you're doing them.
What if
you feel away, bro?
What if I want an artist that makes me feel like I'm making and distributing drugs?
Future can do that too.
He can?
Sure.
Wow.
He's really good with melody. Like, he has best of both worlds. Like, he'll make like trap bangers, but he'll also make like a soft, like pain in his voice kind of like song. He makes great moments. I will give you some recommendations after this of what to try. Maybe I should try with just giving you individual songs rather than full projects.
Might be easier to digest.
Because I feel like when I tell you to listen to a full album, it feels like a feat or some sort of like burden on you. Like, oh, I've got to listen to this whole thing.
Because it's never just one listen. You can never do an album justice by listening to it once. It becomes like a 2, 3, 4, you know, re-listen before you finally,
right. You know, sometimes really get it into does it. Take a second for stuff to click.
Yeah.
Or for you to be like, yeah, this is good. You know, so. But yeah.
Have you...
What?
Have you listened to the Blue album?
The Blue album?
Yeah.
Which one?
That's what it's called.
By who?
Weezer.
Yeah, I've heard it. What about it? You a big Weezer guy?
Yeah. That's my thing.
Do you actually like Weezer?
No.
I don't like Weezer.
I mean, I don't dislike them, but I don't...
They're pretty meh.
Yeah.
The Blue album? Okay. Sure. All right. I like Pinkerton.
Pinkerton?
Yeah.
What that?
That's a Weezer album.
Oh. I don't know. I couldn't name a single Weezer song off the top of my head.
Their White album, I think, is pretty okay.
They have an album called The White Album?
I think it's pretty solid, yeah. It came out not that long ago. Anyways, yeah, Weezer, whatever. Not a recommendation.
All right, question of the day.
Yeah, hit me with it.
This might feel like you're in an interview, but...
Oh, God. What animal are you? What's your biggest weakness?
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh, that's your question? That wasn't part of the bit?
No.
Oh, where do I see myself in 5 years?
What do you hope to have?
Probably have like 6 more kids.
My God.
I'm just kidding. Could you imagine?
That would be
popping
insane.
Those things out like crazy.
Pow, pow, pow. That's a lot of children.
My in-laws would be thrilled.
I'd be thrilled.
Would you? I feel like I wouldn't see my friends ever again.
Yeah, maybe not. I mean, I wouldn't not be thrilled. I wouldn't be like, ugh, Elliot has more kids.
We're actually going to try to have enough kids where we'll have our own TLC reality show.
Those usually end well. So.
Ellen Meggs plus 16.
Yeah, do that. You've talked to her about it. She wants that, right? She wants 16.
That many? Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I mean, probably you have another kid.
But in 5 years? Yeah, I'll probably have another one by then. How old will I be? I'll be like...
32.
32, pushing 33.
Which is fucking insane.
Shit. Retired. Just kidding. Where do I see my... I don't know. I would like to... By then, yeah, I'll probably have at least one more kid. I would imagine in 5 years, I would like to move out of our current home that we're in and have a bigger one. But that's something that, you know, takes time saving up to that. But 5 years from now, I would imagine we'll be at that point by then where we'll get. And when I say I want to get a bigger house, I mean, like, we're going to take like 2 steps up. That's what I want. I would like to take like from where we're at now and really like, you know, cause I mean, we're going to have 16 kids. We got to fill those. We got to fill that space. But no, I want to get a bigger house by then. We'll have another kid for sure. Making more money, obviously, you know, that's always the name of the game. Trying to get more cheddar.
Duh. Getting that shmoney.
Shmoney. Dude, by then, like, I'll have already celebrated my 30th birthday. Mm-hmm. Probably, you know, I'll have to be getting over your death by then. I don't know.
You'll have time. You'll have approximately 4 years and 360 days.
Jeez. That's all we've got. That's all we've got left.
Cherish it.
Dude, I don't even know. I mean, 5 years, I feel like the time has been going by so fast. I feel like it'll be 5 years in a blink. Like, I didn't even know. I don't know. I mean, make more money, have a bigger house, have more kids. That's all I've got. I mean, I'd like to, I know for my 30th, we'll be taking a big trip.
We will be.
Are you going to come?
Yeah, man.
I mean, that's the thing. I don't know what, because I want to do a trip, but I don't know if we'll involve everybody, I would imagine.
When I'm 30, I want to be wealthy enough to join you on a trip.
Okay.
That's my goal.
You will. I don't know. Where should I go, though? I don't even know. I think this is so funny. So Megan's like, for her 30th, she wants to go to Europe. But for mine, we'll probably stay domestic.
I mean, that's just reasonable.
It's true. I mean, we can't go to Europe for both.
Back to back years. That's crazy.
That'd be too expensive, probably.
Would you be thinking the whole family?
The whole family?
Like bringing Wesley as well?
Well, yeah.
And Jonathan Jr.?
I think so. I think we'd bring Wesley and Jonathan Jr. I would imagine. Well,
locked in.
To Europe, though?
I don't know.
That's a big challenge, going to Europe. But yeah, I mean, I'll hopefully have a few more tattoos by then. I'd like to fill out my arm sleeve and maybe start on the other one and have a few more tattoos for sure. That'd be a big goal by then. I always said full sleeve by 30, so I'm almost there.
You're running out of time, man.
Well, I just have to fill in some gaps and then we're good to go.
I see so much skin. You got a lot of skin here.
Well, I don't want hand tats.
Why not?
Because they're too... I don't like hand tats. Impossibly. I'm not that into them.
Possibly. And then get unremarkable on your toes.
Okay. Sure.
I'm just giving you ideas. I'm trying to help you fulfill your goals.
Yeah. I mean, I've got goals like career and stuff like that, but ultimately just, you know, make more money and get more responsibility. And I feel like by 32, almost 33, I'll really have it together by then.
If I'm still renting by 32,
oh yeah,
something will have gone wrong. I would like to have a house within the next few years.
I mean, it's tough. I mean, especially if the market stays like how it is right now. I mean, it's crazy right now.
I know you can refinance, but you don't want to just get immediately locked into just a crazy fucking house payment.
No, you don't want that. You don't want a high interest rate that you're locked into or anything like that.
I don't know specifically. I mean, I want to be 5 years into a wonderful marriage.
Nice.
It'd be weird if I wasn't.
Would, yeah. That one feels something will have gone awry if that's not the case.
That one feels pretty easy to do, you know. Doesn't
you're on track.
On track. Like to have a home of our own. I would like more space. I really want just a place to entertain people. Like, we can have people over here, but it's a little cramped.
A little bit.
I want to be able to entertain, you know?
Sure.
I want my home to be the spot.
Yeah.
People are coming over, having a good old time.
Hey, we're going to Johnny's for a barbecue.
Yeah. Although I'm not a big barbecue guy.
What do you mean you're not a big barbecue guy?
I don't know how.
Bullshit.
I don't know how.
Gotta just know your grill, bro.
I want a Blackstone. That's...
Dude, those are sick.
That's probably number one.
That's number one on the
over
list.
Over the marriage stuff, over the house stuff.
Just put it on your registry.
I want one fewer cat, so however that happens.
Two birds, one stone. Put it on your registry. Boom. You have a Blackstone and a wife.
We don't have anywhere to put it.
Figure that out later. Keep it up. You can keep it at my house.
No.
I'll keep it warm for you. I'll have two Blackstones. Then I'll set them up of a mega grill.
Do you still use that thing?
Yeah, I have to actually put it out. We put out the furniture, the outdoor furniture on the deck, but I still need to get the Blackstone up there.
It's been winter for quite a while.
Yeah.
And then I would like to say in 5 years, at least once, would have tried like going out on a limb, trying like a stand-up thing, something like that. Just like at least once, you know, give it a shot. If it sucks, it sucks. If it doesn't suck, then see you later, bitch.
I'm out of here. Going off to stardom, baby. See you in Hollywood.
In 5 years, I don't want any of my current friends.
I want to have a whole new group of friends.
I want upgraded friends. I want friends who do coke.
Shit.
Just kidding. Don't That's do crazy. Coke. Unless it's Coke Zero.
Is that what you want? Is that what you want from me? I'll do anything for our friendship, bro.
Anything?
Anything, bro.
All right.
Well,
stay tuned for
Within Means.
Impossibly Unremarkable After Dark.
Where the filters really come off.
Yeah, we're usually really filtered.
We're usually pretty filtered, yeah.
All right.
That was it? That was your whole 5-year plan?
Yeah, man.
And get a Blackstone and be married?
make more money. That's dumb.
I mean, that's just what I want to, that's just it.
Control the flow of currency is my goal.
I'd like to get like a really nice pair of sweatpants by then.
We can knock that out tonight.
Should we go shopping after this?
Let's go to wherever you, I'm assuming Lululemon is where you'd get your sweatpants.
I do love Lulu, yeah.
Let's go to Scheels.
Okay, yeah, I can fuck with Scheels.
All right, bizarre news, and let's get this thing on the road, man.
Bizarre news!
I've got a beer to drink. Are we actually doing that?
We can if you want.
He never takes me out.
All right, bizarre news. Let's talk about it, bro.
Can I guess?
Sure.
An animal has escaped a place an animal shouldn't escape.
I do love those stories, but this is not one of them. Okay. AI-generated contestants will compete for the title of Miss AI in the world's first AI beauty pageant.
What the fuck?
The world's first AI beauty pageant will judge AI-generated contestants competing for the title of Miss AI. The competition is the first installment in a program of awards presented by the World AI Creator Awards, WAICA, and its inaugural partner, FanView, a subscription platform that hosts AI content. Basically, it's exactly what it sounds like. They're doing a beauty pageant with AI-created creators, AI creators that aren't real people. And guess what? It's being judged by AI content creators who are also not real.
Wait, the judges aren't real?
The judges are also not real.
Is this the least exploitative beauty pageant in the history of mankind?
I guess if you think about it, it's kind of a good thing.
I mean, it's better than the alternative. It's still pretty fucking weird, though.
It's super strange, isn't it?
What does the winner get out of it?
$20,000.
But who does that go to?
The whoever, I'm assuming somebody created the AI that runs these content creators that generate money.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's creepy.
So, I mean, it's all basically a business. So you're basically just doing an award to get money so you can make more money. It's really weird. AI is strange right now. Like, because these are all fake accounts, fake people. They're AI generated women that people engage with, and I'm assuming they get brand deals and make money that way, and none of it's real. It's all fake, which I guess is good because we're not objectifying any real people. We're not, you know, treating anyone real badly, but it just seems kind of strange that they would have a competition between all these fake people, and then the people judging it are these like AI creators who have already been successful for a long time. So these are like new creators being judged by old AI creators. I don't really understand it fully, but it seems so strange to me.
Let's get in the competition.
Us?
Yeah.
How?
We simply create an AI female.
Okay. Do you know how to do that?
Our combined knowledge of women should empower us to create the perfect woman.
I just think that AI is getting scary. And things are getting weird now.
Yeah, it's bad.
Like,
we're at the point of no return.
Like, we have fake beauty pageants now? Like, what's next, dude? Like, is Shark Week soon just going to be a bunch of AI sharks? Is anything real?
I don't know. The $1 million question.
It's true. But, so, I mean, that's going on. AI is taking over. It will end us soon. I can feel it. Something bad is going to happen soon. It is. We're nearing the end. I know it.
Okay.
So just be aware of that and keep your eyes peeled for something crazy, because something crazy is going to happen.
That was Bleak. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.